Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. So in this video, I'm going to comment on Labour's pathetic attempt to defend Angela Rayner. Lately, it was in Prime Minister's Question Time that Starmer brought this up. As he's leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition, he's guaranteed a few questions. And he said it was dreadful that the Conservative Party had started a hare, as he sees it, about Angela Rayner's tax evasion. All right, it's not proven. And he said this was punching down by a billionaire Tory peer, as in Lord Ashcroft, and a billionaire Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, against a working class woman for her family arrangements. Now, this is at best irrelevant. So that is appealing to hatred of people who are highly successful. Lord Ashcroft made himself very, very wealthy. And that is something to commend and not condemn. Okay. Now, obviously, not many people, well, not everyone is actuated by solely pecuniary considerations. But these people generate wealth, not only for themselves, but for others. And I'm not pretending they do it for solely altruistic reasons. And they can make enormous benefactions to good causes. They're employing people and they're paying a high rate of tax and all the rest of it. So that's to be applauded. Success in any sphere, and not just in the financial sense. Rishi Sunak is not a billionaire or anywhere remotely close to a billionaire. And yes, he has at least several million pounds. He doesn't have any close to a billion pounds. His wife does. So you see the misogyny which pervades the Labour Party, because a man and his wife are not one flesh under English law, haven't been so for a very long time, not since about 1880. And Angela Rayner has also endorsed this grotesque attack line. She gives a distinct impression of not having opened a history book in her life. She doesn't need to bear her erudition lightly. Well, there's a Married Women's Property Act in about 1880 saying that a married woman can own property separately to her husband, as indeed Akshata Murthy does. So she is not some sort of outgrowth of her husband. She's not a mere appendage of him. She is a separate person and has separate financial affairs. And she might pay for this and he might pay for that. And they occasionally pool their resources, but they're not the same person. And it is true for a long time she had nominal domicile tax status, which is entirely lawful. And went under the Labour government, and the Labour Party has not promised to change should they be ushered into office later this year, as seems almost certain. So that really was preposterous to say that. To attack Rishi Sunak's wife, who is not a politician, who has never sought any public office. And this also links to this really low and shameful defence of Angela Rayner, saying, oh, they're bullying me for part of being a blended family, which is preposterous. No, they're not. It's for tax evasion. And so you're going after Rishi Sunak for his family arrangements. His wife owned lots of property and shares and so on in the Republic of India. Now, I think she's changed her situation and made herself a tax resident in the United Kingdom, paying tax on her world income. Because when it came to light, like she was a non-dom about a year and a half ago, there's quite a furore. But she's not legally required to do so. Whereas what La Ranger is accused of is unlawful, is tax evasion. Admittedly, it's not of a huge amount, just because she never had very much money. So what she did is not the worst crime. I realise that. And it's obviously not proven yet. Might not be proven at all. So I really thought it was despicable that they should resort to that. Class, what's that got to do with it? Working class people have to pay tax? Upper class people have to pay tax? Everybody has to. Just because you're working class doesn't mean you're allowed to get away with crimes. What's that got to do with it? It's ridiculous. But there are a lot of bigots out there. There's a lot of envy and spite towards those who are wealthier than they are. And I do understand this. Until I was 27, I sort of perceived myself as a have. And there was a light bulb moment when I started to perceive myself as a have not, seeing people drive past in these Chelsea tractors, which I couldn't afford, and saying, yeah, I do comprehend why people have it in for others. They covet this. If I can't have it, I don't want anyone to have it. I hate them for having it, and so on. So being nasty to people who've achieved more or who are just lucky in whatsoever way. And that's the spirit that really animates the whole Labour movement. So this is going to run and run. It's been very successful, the Conservative Party. So Lord Ashcroft brought this up in this book, Red Queen, about Angela Rayner. Red Queen is also a title accorded to the late Barbara Castle, that veteran leftist MP who died in 2002. So Angela Rayner carries on that tradition. Differences are, of course, Barbara Castle was an Oxonian and very articulate. But going back to Angela Rayner, it gets murkier and murkier. That actually described herself as a landlady with the word, actually. She misgendered herself, or is she trans? I don't know. That's lovely. I wouldn't want to dare guess her gender, you know, even though she's blatantly female, it would be a very unwise supposition to guess that she is female. Go on from that. Yeah, people, when they see her moving in and out of what her neighbor's testimony and so on, 12 police officers from Greater Manchester Police working on this. Would they have been working on it for a few weeks if there were no evidence against her? This is obviously not an open and shut case. And Labour is obviously covering up for her. That's why they destroyed some records of her application to be a Labour parliamentary candidate, because it would have proved which address she actually lived at. If it was exculpatory, they wouldn't destroy that evidence, would they? So there is collusion going on here. So Keir Starmer has chosen to be ignorant. He's willfully ignorant because he knows if he reads the advice from her solicitor, he will know that she has been dishonest. She has been evading tax and so on. And it's only of the order of £1,500. But the thing is, she might not have been able to buy that council house in the first place if it wasn't her only or primary residence. So it goes on and on. And if she was subletting it to her brother, then that's definitely not allowed. So she's in big trouble. The people who are holier than thou, oh, so sanctimonious about paying tax, but they don't lead by example. With them, as in Tony Blair or Harriet Harman or Diane Abbott, all these Labourites is do as I say, don't, not as I do, going against their own policy. So, yes, I can blame them for other people trying to minimise their tax liability legally, entirely legally. Nobody's ever suggested that what Lord Ashcroft did was unlawful, or that what Akshata Murthy did was unlawful. He used tax havens, which you're allowed to do, which Labour Party members have done, Labour's biggest donors have done. And if that's that unacceptable, they should never take money from such people again. They could disgorge themselves of what they would see as this filthy lucre. I realise that some of this is distinctly unethical. I'm to the left of Keir Starmer on taxation. I would have a millionaire tax, a billionaire tax, a property tax, a higher inheritance tax and things like that. I would have most people pay lower tax and the super rich pay higher tax. It's like Sir Vince Cable, fairer taxes, not higher taxes. So I do not detest the super rich, but they're going to have to pay more. Isn't this the top rate of tax thing like 3%? Might have to go to 45%. So I'd reduce it on lots of people. But obviously there's a lot of waste, arts grants, paying for special advisors, grants to political parties, paying for the NHS to murder children or to mutilate their genitals, the overseas aid budget. Well, the government is not a charity. Lots of things. Benefits are too high. It's a career being on benefits, saying you're depressed and therefore not working. Paying £75 an hour for tutorial colleges to tutor children who are just extremely badly behaved or just ineducable. Paying for taxis to and from school because they're too idle to get on a bus. And this put down as a psychological condition and so on. Keeping huge numbers of people in school and university when they should be out working full time in their mid-teens. So we could pare back their spending very considerably indeed. Too many civil servants, too many diplomats, salaries too high for them, things like that. Far fewer university places. The government says 2/3 of the fees will never, ever be repaid. And that reduced the tax burden on hardworking people such as yours truly. So, yeah, Angela Rayner, something's going to be done wrong. Did she lie about her dress to the Electoral Commission for the purpose of voting? Well, that's a crime. Admittedly, you know, you wouldn't go to jail for that. But her political career may be over, but it's actually going to make little or no difference in the polls. But at least it's giving this airtime that otherwise Labour could use, savouring the Conservatives' record. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Do you like to see the glasses? I was reflecting, I'm slightly younger than Putin. There he is, how old is he now? 73. And he's never, ever been seen wearing glasses, a man that vain. Everybody needs glasses after the age of 54. I don't know anyone over that age that doesn't need them. And he's obviously into his contacts. All right, toodaloo, everybody. Cheery bye-bye.